Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? Happy lunchtime hour here in America's finest city. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. In the next hour, we have a couple of things that we need to talk about. Remember to listen at 1 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 97throughthefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We'll be doing that at 1. In the 1 o'clock hour, we will also be giving away Aztec basketball tickets for tomorrow night's game against Long Beach State. So a lot of different giveaways and contests in the 1 o'clock hour. Already 2 hours into the show. It's flying by, Frank. Absolutely. Flying by lunchtime. And when it is lunchtime on a Monday, we like to get to the NFL whip around. To recap what happened in the NFL over the weekend, let's get to it.
Let's get right on into it. So first of all, the Cincinnati Bengals played a team that is known as...
The Bears.
Aha!
The Bears.
The Bears. I love it.
And it was, boy, oh boy, was it a close game. And as you had alluded to before, this is how it ended.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland! Bangs off his man! He's going to score! Home! Colston Loveland!
58-yard touchdown catch and run for Colston Loveland gave the Bears a 47-42 lead. They would hang on. That was Spiro Ditas, NFL on CBS.
What a wild fourth quarter the Bears and Bengals game was.
Yeah, no kidding.
Chicago scored on a 17-yard rushing touchdown by DJ Moore with 4:53 left to go in the fourth quarter to give them a 41-27 lead.
Bengals scored a touchdown, at a 23-yard touchdown to Noah Font from Joe Flacco to make it 41-35. They then recovered an onside kick, which is almost impossible in the National Football League. They drive down, and Osivas scores on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Joe Flacco, and they take a 42-41 lead with 54 seconds left. At 25 seconds left in the game, that highlight that you just heard from Spiro Dedis on CBS had a 58-yard touchdown to beat the Bengals. With 17 seconds left, the Bears score 47-42. Joe Flacco throws a pick at the end of the game, not that it was going to matter, and the Bears get out of there with a 47-42 victory. Cincinnati, who is right there hanging around in a very lousy AFC North division, drops another game in a row. They're now 3-6 on the season, 2-3 at home. Chicago Bears improved to 5-3. What a game that was on Sunday, Frank.
And a big win for
the Bears.
The Bears.
Minnesota Vikings collect a win as well. Another close one in Detroit. Vikings go to 4-4 with a 27-24 victory over the now 5-3 Detroit Lions.
That's a great win for Minnesota to get back to 500. They got their quarterback back and J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy did everything that they needed to do for the Vikings to get in there and get a victory. McCarthy, 14 for 25, 143, had two touchdown passes, did throw a pick, but overall, it's a lot better of a team with the Minnesota Vikings with J.J. McCarthy in at quarterback.
The leader of that NFC North Conference, now only a leader by a half a game because, as the Carolina Panthers proved, any given Sunday.
Hold is down, the kick is up, into the wind, it is good!
Adam Amin, NFL on Fox on the call. Carolina Panthers now 5-4 after that walk-off field goal to give them a 16-13 win over the now 5-2-1 Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field.
That had to knock out a lot of people with the survivor picks. The Panthers over the Packers. I mean, I thought for sure that is going to be a Packers ass-kicking of the Carolina Panthers. Good old the Panthers getting with Panthers 5-4. Man, they're hanging around. They're having not that bad of a season. I saw this on social media. I want to put it out. It's a little text thread. You know, that people like doing sports logos.
Yes.
Hey, you coming to the party? Guy responds to the Packers logo. What does that mean?
I'm not going to show up.
Means I might show up. I might not. You just have to wait and see. You don't know what you're going to get on this Packers team. Both of their losses, their two losses are to Carolina and Cleveland, and both of those games were at home.
Oops.
They got the one tie against the Cowboys, and then they got five wins where they look like they're the best team in the NFC. What team is going to show up for Green Bay? You never know, but that's what makes the NFL fun. That's what makes the NFL the league of parity, as we mentioned before. Panthers, good on them. Now 5-4 in the year.
Now 6-3 on the year. The San Francisco 49ers go into the Meadowlands to take on the New York Giants and come out now with a 34-24 win over the 2-7 team in blue.
Did they want to give Jackson Dart some help? The guy's running for his life, and he's got nobody to throw to. Mm-hmm. Wandale Robbins, Slayton with the drop pass in the end zone.
Yeah,
getting them killed. I mean, Jackson Dart's trying to do everything he can by himself. I mean, Niners were up big. They're up 20-7. Giants kind of roared back a little bit, but not really. Niners kept them at bay. The only thing I would say is saving grace is the Giants need to go to those uniforms permanently. Get the NY off the helmets.
Yes,
put the Giants back on the helmets. The NY looks stupid. The Giants logo, the full-on Giants script is the best look.
The NY is the original look.
I know.
That,
I don't like it, though. The Giants look better.
I do agree with you. One team that just needs to get out, I think, is the L.A. Chargers. Now 6-3 after, taking advantage of the 1-8 Tennessee Titans, 27-20 in Tennessee.
I heard that at the gym today. It's like, hey, look, Chargers look good. Look good. They beat the Titans by a touchdown. I had to sweat that game out, putting the survivor pick on the Chargers. I mean, the Titans are beyond awful. They are one of the worst organizations in all of sports right now. They set their franchise back 10 years with all the moves that they made, the coaching decisions. The Chargers were playing against Mike McCoy, for heaven's sake. And you beat him by a touchdown? Give me a break. They looked good. Give me a break. They're playing the Titans. That game was a grinded-out game into the fourth quarter. But a win is a win, and the Chargers improved to 6-3, keeping pace at the top of the division.
Talk about another grinded-out game. That was the next one. The New England Patriots now have press up to 7-2, beating the now 3-5 Atlanta Falcons, 24-23.
Falcons are the same thing. You don't know what team's going to show up with Atlanta. They're a team that's good enough talent-wise to give people a run. Like, it's going to be tough. Like, it gives people a tough battle. Patriots have been looking good all season long. Drake May's looked good all season long. And the Falcons, you know what? Punched them in the mouth. Only lost by one. But now, with the Colts choking to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we'll get to that in a second, you now have a three-way tie for the number one spot in the AFC. It's the Colts, it's the Patriots, it's the Broncos, Steelers with the win now near the top. What year is it in the AFC, Frank?
No, exactly.
What year is it?
Isidro in the chat, we talked about it last segment, and we plan to talk about it again, so nice try.
Yeah, keep up, big dog.
The 7-2 Indianapolis Colts falling to the Pittsburgh Steelers, now 5-3, 27-20, seems to be a friendly score this week.
Yeah, 27-20 is the score of all games this week, it seems like. Watched a lot of the games over the weekend, it was hard to find all the games on TV at the place we went to, but I will say, that's a good win for the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that I don't think is very good. And you start to see the look in Daniel Jones' eye of the look that you saw in New York when things went really awry.
Mm-hmm.
And that looked a little you know what? It's been a fun year in Indianapolis. It might be coming down to an end. Their O-line's good, though. That was a surprising victory, I thought, for the Pittsburgh Steelers to get back on track. Shocking loss by the Colts, and we'll see what happens in the second half of the season. But you know what? Steelers trying to hang on as the number one team in the AFC North.
We went over it before. The Houston Texans dropping to 3-5 after losing 18-15 against the now 7-2.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Broncos take the dub.
The Denver Broncos, 7-2 on a game-winning field goal to beat the Texans. C.J. Stroud leaves the game with a concussion, which is tough, obviously, for the Texans for the next couple of weeks. Denver, again, with their defense and the way that they play, a formidable foe in the AFC.
Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars.
LOL Raiders, dude.
Taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Pete Carroll on the goal line. Down by one. What does he decide to do for the two-point conversion?
For the Geno Smith for the win, knocked away. And the Jags defense, Devon Hamilton.
Chris Myers on the NFL on Fox. And as Julian Edelman said during the postgame show, he was not surprised that Pete Carroll decided to throw on the goal line. 30-29, Jacksonville wins in overtime.
Pete Carroll throws the goal. Here's the how many times have you seen a two-point conversion be a running play?
True.
Not a lot.
No.
I think it's funny for the memes and everything like that. But to be honest with you, most teams are running a two-point play. It's the best play in their playbook. It needs to be the best play in their playbook. Usually some type of pick play, some type of trick play, involves a pass. You know, that's how you do those things. It's just funny that the Raiders just can't win no matter who's in charge. Doesn't matter who the head coach is. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Doesn't matter what kind of talent they have. They will just never win with the ownership they have. And it's hilarious. It's really hilarious. I thought Pete Carroll was going to change things with the Raiders a little bit. They are just as awful and embarrassing as they were before. The Jags gave that game away, and they still ended up winning. And how about Little with a big kick? 68-yard field goal to send that bad boy to overtime.
Yeah,
he hit that 70-yard field goal in the preseason that doesn't count as a record breaker. Well, you know what? He gets the break a record in the regular season with a 68-yard game-tying, send it to overtime field goal. Jags are 5-3. Still hanging around.
Give it another yard. It would have been a nice kick. The 1-8 New Orleans Saints did not have a good time in Los Angeles. 6-2 Rams take the win 34-10.
All I need to say about this game, and I had people in this game in terms of players on my fantasy team. I can't remember the name ever. Bay Hill, I think it's Bay Hill Tavern. went to Bay Hill Tavern yesterday, watched the afternoon games. Tail end of the morning games, beginning of the afternoon games. They flipped one of the TVs to this game instead of Bills and Chiefs, and like four tables booed. I was one of those tables. What a boring game. What a lousy game to put on television that you have to watch. The Saints in any game is so boring. They are so bad. And the Rams, you know what? Took care of business. They only had one quarter where they gave up points. Saints scored 10 points in the second quarter. That was all she wrote. Rams are a good football team. 6-2. They're another team in the NFC that's flying under the radar, in my opinion. They put together good games, 34-10. They've been consistently in a playoff conversation since McVay took over the team.
There has been so much talk about betting and sports betting infiltrating sports that now the Kansas City Chiefs are losing games that they would have won. The Buffalo Bills winning 28-21 against the now 5-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Bills up to 6-2 on the season.
Josh Allen always beats Patrick Mahomes, it seems like, in the regular season. We'll see if they do it in the playoffs. That was a game that I thought for sure the Bills were going to win. The Bills win those games in the regular season, and then for some reason Mahomes gets some help in the playoffs. Chiefs 5-4, though. I mean, they're just
they're lugging right now.
They're
not a good team. As I've been saying all year.
As they try to make their way into the postseason.
They are not a good team. Game is on right now. Again, if you're watching NFL Network, spoiler alert. The Seattle Seahawks defeating the Washington Commanders 38-14. Sam Darnold had a perfect first half throwing. And Jaden Daniel out again. If you missed it, don't go looking for it.
Dislocated elbow.
Don't go looking for it.
I don't know why he was still playing. It was 31-7 at halftime. 31-7 at halftime. What do you say? You're not gonna come back and win that. I mean, that's a large lead in the National Football League. 31-7. And you got your guy hurt in the second half. And now you're really behind the eight ball. I mean, we talk about him how they're disappointing this season. I mean, it's not great when your quarterback's not playing. Commanders now fall to 3-6 on the season. Taking a look at the standings in the National Football League, the playoff standings, because now we're in playoff picture mode. Three-way tie for the number one spot in the AFC. Indianapolis, New England, and Denver. Indianapolis wins the tiebreaker of New England and Denver on best win percentage in conference games. Patriots win the tiebreaker over Denver based on strength of schedule, I think it says, strength of victory. So Indianapolis would be the one seed. New England would be the two. Denver would be the three as the AFC West champion. Pittsburgh four. And then your wild card teams, Buffalo, Chargers, Jacksonville. And that is the seven teams in the playoffs. The Chiefs right now are the odd man out. Maybe one on the way out. In the NFC, there's a lot of teams that have two losses. Philly, two losses. Tampa, two losses. Seattle, two losses. Green Bay, two losses but five wins. Rams, two losses. And then you got two teams with three losses with the Niners and the Lions. Lions have the tiebreaker over Chicago based on head-to-head win percentage as they are tied for the final spot in the playoffs. It's some fun NFL we got in the going for the second half of the season. Just about halfway next week. And the race for the AFC and the NFC is fun in terms of parity. That was fun, Frank. Good job with that. Thanks. We got Monday Night Football tonight. The Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals. We'll talk about that later on. And we'll talk some high school football to finish up this hour. We need a contestant for the Midday Sports Stand-Up. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Braden Suprenant Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Got Monday Night Football coming up tonight.
Monday Night Football.
As the Dallas Cowboys play host to the Arizona Cardinals. Cowboys are favored by 3.5 in this one. 5:15 kickoff will be on ABC, but it'll be also broadcasted on these airwaves following Gwen and Chris. So let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
Love it. The football drops we have now. What a great job by Frank.
And again, like I told you during the break, for that Remember the Titans thing, I searched on YouTube for an hour to find those 2 seconds of audio, to the point where I had to go on Disney Plus and watch the movie for those 2 seconds. You're welcome.
Wasn't that at the beginning of the movie?
It was relatively towards the beginning of the movie. It was like right as they were all coming together.
Right,
it
yeah. Right They're after joining staffs and stuff.
It was right after Denzel Washington became the head coach.
Correct.
And wanted to, yeah.
Let's talk football. Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
We can use that for a lot of different things.
We can.
All right, Monday Night Football tonight. Cardinals and Cowboys. Oh, my. I mean, some of these Monday Night games are not the best. Arizona, they're going to have Jacoby Brissett play today. 52 for, is that this year? 52 for 81, 599?
Yes, that
four touchdowns and a pick?
Yes.
Dak Prescott's putting together a great season. 204 for 290, 2,069 yards, 16 touchdowns, only 5 picks. He has run the ball for 87 yards and a touchdown. Dallas Cowboys should be able to handle the Arizona Cardinals. If you look at the NFL standings right now, the NFC East is not that great, aside from the Eagles. Eagles are 6-2. Cowboys are 3-4-1. Washington's 3-6, and the Giants are 2-7. Giants continue to play poor football. They've lost 3 in a row. The Commanders have lost 4 in a row. Cowboys lost last week in another embarrassing fashion. And now the Dallas Cowboys with a win go back to 500 if they could beat the 2-5 Arizona Cardinals, who, aside from the Giants, are the only team with 2 wins in the NFC. The Dallas Cowboys are an interesting case study about a team that is loaded on offense and just has a miserable defense. I mean, absolutely miserable defense. They match up well against Arizona, but they, again, odd man out in conference as they are the 11th spot in the NFC right now. If they get a W at 4-4-1, they'd be tied with the Vikings for the 10th best team in the NFC. What do you like in this? Are you going to watch this matchup? We got college basketball on tonight. Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Cardinals. Some of the Monday Night games, I know. So the strategy behind Monday Night Football is we put any game on and people are going to watch. Some of the Monday Night Football games are just not great. Yeah, you got Hofstra tonight at 4.
Hofstra, Central Florida.
Hey, man, it's going to Big 12 basketball. That's a tough battle for you.
This Hofstra team beat UCLA at UCLA a couple years ago.
This exact team, all the same guys?
Well, no, not this exact team. Well, it's still the Hofstra pride, is it not?
Still the Hofstra pride. Next Monday is probably better of a game. Eagles and Packers is next Monday.
That, I would say, is a slightly better game, yes.
Cowboys Raiders, November 17th. The Cowboys have two Monday night games in the next 3 weeks. And they play the Cardinals and they play the Raiders. Aside from nostalgia of the fan bases, why would you pick that game for Monday Night Football?
Oh, God, if I know.
Cowboys in Vegas. Week 12, Panthers Niners, Monday Night Football. Eh. Week 13, Giants Patriots. Boy. What's the Giants record going to be in 4 weeks?
To be fair, though, it's always been something about the Patriots, but the Patriots always bring out the best in the Giants. Doesn't matter who's playing for either team.
Is it the Yankees Red Sox deal?
No.
Got to play well for New York against the team from Boston.
No, it's just they've always had good games. Doesn't matter how bad or how good one is or the other one is. They're always great.
Nate tells you to zip it.
No, he told me to sip it.
I think he probably meant zip it. S and Z are pretty close together on the keyboard. Zip it, Frank. There it is. Eagles Chargers will be on December 8th. Monday Night Football, not a bad game. Dolphins Steelers, December 15th. I feel like ESPN's got to do a better job of picking games like later in the year. You're like, oh, there's no way this team's going to be bad. They think the Dolphins is going to be a good Monday Night Football game. I know they're like, I don't know the order of this deal.
Oh, no, they're bad.
Oh, no, the Dolphins are bad again. Niners and Colts ain't bad. Yeah, Chargers were playing goofy football yesterday. December 29th, Rams and Falcons on a Monday night game. And in the last week of the season, there's no Monday night games. And that's it. I like the Cowboys tonight against the Cardinals. I think Dak Prescott's going to shred the Cardinals. If you got George Pickens tonight, or CeeDee Lamb in fantasy, or Dak Prescott, I would expect them to have big days for the Dallas Cowboys.
I would agree.
Need a contestant for the Midday Sports Standoff.
We already have one.
And we do.
We don't need a contestant. We do need you to get ready, because at 1 o'clock, we are going to be calling out a name for the biggest fan. It is the first one that we are going to call this year.
You better hope your contestant doesn't drop off during the break. 833-288-0973. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour at 1 p.m., listen for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 97tothefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We'll be doing that in about 30 minutes or so. When we come back, we'll get to the Midday Sports Standoff and let you know what happened in the high school football world. A lot of seedings getting done over the weekend. Here's where everything stands. There's a lot of drama with it behind the scenes. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, standing on someone's sports station 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
To the fan. We're going to talk college football in the next hour. We'll dive back into some baseball as well. San Diego FC over the weekend. Plus, we got college hoops tonight and tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of great stuff going on in sports right now. It's fun. It's fun, Frank. Frank's so excited for college basketball. He's got his Hofstra shirt on today. There you go.
Starts tonight.
Starts tonight. The undefeated dream season starts tonight.
It is on.
We get to host the NCAA tournament this year, by the way.
There you go. See that?
First two rounds of the NCAA tournament.
Look at that.
Here at San Diego State. Should be a fun time. All right. I do want to let's talk about our midday sports standoff. Will be happening once we conclude some high school football talk. New prize: Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more. Only in Las Vegas this March, from the March 11th to the 21st, and September 18th to the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. It's time to talk football again, Frank.
Let's talk football.
High school football in San Diego. A lot of controversy with the seedings over the weekend. We'll talk about that in a second, but here's what happened in the high school football world. Regular season is in the books in San Diego, and what a wild finish it was in the county. Three teams, Point Loma, Santa Fe Christian, and Mission Bay, finished a perfect 10-0, but surprisingly, none of them will be in the open division playoffs. Not that surprising. Let's start at the top. Open division field is set. It's Mission Hills as the number one seed. They went 9-1 this year after a gritty 28-21 win over San Marcos. Quarterback Troy Hume threw for 190 yards and two touchdowns to Josh Gonzalez, while Patrick Fleming and Rhodes Relatoris helped seal it on the ground. That win earned Mission Hills a share of the Avocado West League title, with LCC and Carlsbad all finishing 9-1, all beating each other one time. LCC rolled over Torrey Pines to win the surfboard 31-20. Behind Kobe Herman's 91-yard touchdown run and Quinn Ross' two scores, and they'll be the number two seed in the open division. Carlsbad, also 9-1, lands as the number three seed. Eli McNeil threw for 226 yards and four touchdowns and a 34-6 win over Del Norte, with Ian Wall and Kai Brown pounding the rock for a combined 245 yards. And the Dons of Cathedral Catholic round up the open division as the fourth seed after a dominant 56-7 Western League title win over University City. Brady Palmer returned from injury to throw for 387 yards and five touchdowns, connecting with Logan Jones, A.J. Trudell, Honor Falave Johnson, and Isaac Cook. That means Lincoln is the odd man out. San Diego's top-ranked team for much of the season surprisingly dropped to Division I. The Hornets will be the number one seed there, led by Jordan Roa, Kanan Mana, and dynamic receivers and running backs of Junior Curtis and King David Christopher Dunn, who combined for over 240 receiving yards and four touchdowns last week against Scripps Ranch. Joining the Hornets in D1, Granite Hills, who went 7-3. They won the Grossmont Hills League behind quarterback Zach Benitez and receivers Isaiah Rodriguez and Noah Walker. Mount Miguel, who also went 7-3. They're led by dual threat Jeremiah Loper, who threw for 276 yards and three touchdowns in a 42-10 win over over El Cap. And the undefeated Point Loma Pointers, 10-0 and champions of the Eastern League, behind Henry Hauser, receivers Romeo Carter and Tanner Spradling, and a defense that's allowed just 87 points all year. In Division 2, Santa Fe Christian, 10-0, grabbing the top seed after Dax Labrum's 202 passing yards helped beat Bishop's 28-9 for their second straight Coastal League title. Right behind them, Steel Cannon at 7-3, Mission Bay at 10-0, and El Camino at 1-9 round up the top four teams in Division 2. Mission Bay led by quarterback Holden Bell and playmakers Braylon Shoemate and Jalil Crawford, rolled Hoover 49-14 to finish perfect. In Division 3, it's highlighted by Central, who went 8-2, winners of the Bell game over Brawley, Army Navy at 8-1, Ramona at 5-5, and University City at 5-5. In Division 4, Westview wins its first ever league title behind quarterback Matt Guimond, who threw 6 touchdown passes in a 50-32 win over Fallbrook. They're joined by El Cap, Valley Center, and Mount Carmel atop the bracket. Division 5 features Sweetwater, Morse, Monta Vista, and Canyon Hills at the top, with Mar Vista sneaking in as a league champion despite being ranked 67th overall, bumping Calexico out of the playoff field. Don't forget about the small schools. Maranatha, 9-1, clinched the Sunset League title with a 40-0 win over the Rock Academy, while Mountain Empire and Victory Christian round out the top of the Division 5 AA division. From Enrique Armas' 300-yard night for Hopeville at 9-1 to Leo Mendoza's 221-yard rushing day for Hilltop at 7-3. Tyler Holmes' 5 touchdowns for Grossmont at 9-1. The regular season has ended with fireworks all over San Diego County. Now it's on to the playoffs. Playoffs will start this weekend on Friday for the opening rounds of Division 1 through 5. The open division and the second round with everybody that's in byes will be in action next week on November 14th. The open division final will be the next week at some point in time. We do not have dates nor times for any of the CIF championships, as well as no locations for any of them either. Now, in terms of the seeding and everything put in place, it is shocking to me that Lincoln is not in the open division. I think Lincoln is better than a lot of teams in the open division. I think they got hosed when it comes to the open division and now having to be in D1. We'll see what they do in D1. Lincoln and Cathedral have to go out there and play a lot of teams outside of the county a lot of the times because the North County schools refuse to schedule them. That has been listed on social media multiple times. I would love to see the North County schedule some of the top teams from the City League, but that's been answered with a bunch of no's more times than not. Lincoln has a legitimate gripe with the North County schools because the North County schools refuse to play Lincoln in football. It happens every year. Lincoln will play anybody in football. But yet here they are having to travel to Hawaii, having to travel out of the state of California, having to go to Vegas, having to play all these teams outside of San Diego County, while the North County just plays each other and then talks about how great of a schedule they have. I find it ironic that that's the case that we are currently in. On top of the fact that a lot of those schools were the schools and the big reason why we don't have 8 teams in the open division. We used to have 8 teams in the open division, but then it was the 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds of the world that didn't want to play in the open division because it was unfair that somebody that was ranked 9th in the county and the number one seed in Division 1 was winning a CIF championship while 5 through 8 did not end up with a championship. Well, you know what? Maybe 5 through 8 shouldn't win a championship. Maybe they should be playing in an actual tournament. It's a pet peeve of mine. It's a pet peeve of mine in the high school world, and this is all I have to say about this. I think too many times adults ruin sports for the youth. I think they ruin high school sports. I think they ruin youth sports. Did anybody see all the forfeits that had to be in place in the southern section? Like Norco and San Juan Hills. And everybody's like, look, they're cheating. Look, they're cheating. You know what else is BS and cheating, in my opinion? Is anybody that has information about an illegal transfer holding on to it for the entire season so you can screw over 70 kids in high school and show that, oh, look at this. I mean, the Norco story is crazy to me. And Norco, they had to forfeit all of their games because of an illegal player. You know who turned them in? A parent of a player on the Norco team who got beat out by a transfer that was let in and deemed eligible by CIF, but there was a couple of things that were under the table, and the information was turned against them. So instead of that, we're just going to screw over Norco and all their kids, because adults have to ruin everything. To me, if you want to do this, get it done before the season starts. Let's get it right. If the transfer is illegal, then make it illegal before the season starts. Screwing over a bunch of children as an adult is sickening. It is absolutely sickening. That happened to me when I was a senior. And then you go about, and here's the reason why I think you should do it at the beginning of the season. There should be a rule. Once the season starts, no more beefs, qualms, or any problems about transfers. Because right now, you can go to any school you ever want to go to. There is no limit on that. But if you're an adult and you're intentionally trying to ruin 18-year-olds through 15-year-olds because of something, because you want to be Mr. Badass, yeah, I got a problem with you. I 100% got a problem with you. The Norco situation is sickening. The San Juan Hills situation is sickening. As somebody who was a teenager that got affected by an adult making a mistake, I will stick up for any high school kid that gets hosed by some adult having sour grapes about something. When my uncle was playing at Grossmont back in the day, one of their former coaches left and went to another school, had information about some type of illegal player, and since they were the team just outside the playoffs behind Grossmont, he weighed in on it and then turned it in and screwed over every kid on that Grossmont team so his team could be in the playoffs. I'm telling you, that is sickening. That is sickening behavior. And unfortunately, that goes on in every section in the state of California. High school sports are sickening, not because of kids, but because of adults. And it's parents and it's adults. And we as a society need to be better about this, because everybody that likes to talk about how it's all for the kids all the time, it's always about the kids, always about the kids, they're the ones who are constantly screwing over children. They have sit-out periods. They have all these transfer rules. You have opened up the can of worms in the wild, wild west, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. If CIF, if the state of California has to answer for all of these BS claims about the dumbest things and transfers and kids playing at different schools the last weekend of the season before seeding because you want to screw over teams that are potentially going to make the playoffs, I got a major problem with the way that you handled that. You either about getting it right at the beginning of the season or you're being sneaky. And it's BS and I'm tired of watching it. I'm watching it in the southern section. Luckily, we didn't have any of those problems down here in the San Diego section. But again, as I say, as somebody who in high school was told the day of their potential playoff game that you're no longer going to play football because of an error by an adult, I think this is all BS. Stop playing games. I'm tired of this crap. And you adults that are coaches and you adults that are parents that think you're doing something right, you're screwing over a bunch of kids when you, on the other side, two-faced say it's all about the kids. Is it about the kids? It's never been about the kids. It's always been about you, hasn't it? Hasn't it? Don't be an adult that makes it about themselves and not the high school kids or the youth kids. And if you are going to be that person, at least own up to the fact that you care about yourself more than you care about anybody that you've ever coached and anybody that you've ever had play under you. Think about that for a second. But if you don't care and that's the type of person that you are, I'm telling you right now, it's time to stop coaching. And if you're a parent like that, it's time to stop being selfish. It's either about the kids or it's not. And if you're going to say it's about the kids, then you better act that way and not just pretend to be it on social media like you're a self-righteous, virtuous person. It's ridiculous. So, as somebody that's been a victim of that, that was probably in my high school time, probably the worst day of my life. The fact that other high school kids have to go through this that have nothing to do with this situation, have nothing to do for the individual, have nothing to do with these adults and the games that are getting played. As somebody that has been there before, which is me, I will always fight for those kids because it's a joke. The whole, like, you got to forfeit every game. Let's screw over the rest of the team because of some clerical error by an adult or for somebody that's trying to screw over a team. It's sickening behavior. I'm done with the rant. But this is a joke. It's a joke. And the people that do this, you know who you are. Be better. That's all I have to say. Just try to be better. And actually think about the kids next time. But you don't, because you're selfish. Let's get to the Midday Sports Standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, that's no good. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, who we got playing today?
We got Robert going today. Robert has stayed on hold for the entirety of his lunch break. Robert, how are you?
Pretty good. Good rant, Braden.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. We're going to have to do this a little bit quick. There are 12 possible answers to this. There are 12 players currently playing in the NFL that have won a Heisman Trophy. Who are they? Robert, you have the first pick.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward did not win a Heisman.
Did he win last year? Who won last year?
Wasn't him.
I thought he won the Heisman.
Why are you looking it up? This is a part of the game, Braden.
Oh, he finished fourth in Heisman voting? I thought he won. He didn't win?
No.
Oh, that's lame. Kyler Murray won the Heisman.
Number one.
Yes. Number one answer, yes. Kyler Murray did win one. Robert.
Oh, now you guys got me on this one. What's his name? Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels won, yes.
Baker Mayfield won the Heisman.
Baker Mayfield, yes. Robert.
Oh. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit more time here, Braden.
It's mostly just like quarterbacks. Kyler, Baker, Caleb Williams won the Heisman.
Caleb Williams did win the Heisman. Robert?
You guys are on a subject I'm not good at. I don't know.
All right. Unfortunately, that'll be it for today.
How many more we got?
Eight. We got four.
Oh, boy. Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts did not win it.
He didn't win it. Tua won it, didn't he?
Nope.
He didn't win it either?
Nope.
The Heisman Trophy, I think, is the biggest scam in all of sports, by the way, in terms of awards.
Got Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniel.
Did Matt Stafford win the Heisman?
No. Travis Hunter won last year.
Oh, he won last year.
You almost tricked me into saying it, but then I caught myself. Bryce Young, Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota, and Jameis Winston. Those are the 12 active NFL players that have won a Heisman Trophy.
That's one of the only awards I don't pay attention to because it's a crock of crap. It's such a terrible award. I think it's one of the worst awards in sports. It's crazy. It's just so like every year it's just like, oh, who's the best quarterback? Let's give him the Heisman Trophy. Thank God Travis Hunter won it last year.
Should have been Ashton Jeanty won it last year, but I digress.
Travis Hunter played both ways. That's pretty impressive.
Have you seen what Boise State has been without Ashton Jeanty?
Do you see what they were before Ashton Jeanty? They're still pretty good, but before Ashton Jeanty. See what Ashton Jeanty did against Penn State? Yeah, I know you saw what he did against Penn State. What did he do against Penn State? Sure. Nothing. Did absolutely nothing. College football, some baseball news when we come back in the 1 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.